All right, here we go. Time for more trivia today on WCHL, and my good buddy Freddie Kiger is here. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
I'm doing fine now.
Without you, baby.
New York
City.
City, that's right. Oh, I can't believe that. Folks, we are so sorry.
Oh, man, yeah, I know it. But, you know, we get a lot of pleasure out of it.
Yes, we do.
What's up?
Doing kind of a very contemporary question today. Something that, you know.
A contemporary.
Something that we're all probably going to be making use of today multiple times.
So this is like current events question or current.
No, in a way. Current, maybe not event, but current
things,
stuff.
Things that we do. Yeah. Or whatever.
So the category is the internet.
Okay.
The internet.
Right.
So here we go. The internet common internet address.
Right.
Most times ends .com, right?
Right, yeah.
.com. And it ends .com for commercial sites.
Okay.
And for educational sites, .edu.
Yep.
Right?
Like unc.edu.
Exactly. Where is a .ca address based at the end of an internet address?
.ca?
.ca.
Well, I can guess, but...
You probably will guess correctly. So if you've got .com for commercial sites and .edu for educational sites,
right.
If you put .ca, where are you? What's going on? Where are you there?
Okay.
That's the question.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
Thank you.
I think that's a fairly easy question. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
Well, Freddie, you wanted to know if something has an internet address, like website address, .ca.
Yeah, where's it going?
In California?
Go north.
Go north? Oh, Canada.
Canadian.
Canada. I was going to say, why would California have its own...
Right.
Yeah, but that wouldn't make any sense.
No, that'd be a .com or a .edu. So established in 1987.
Yeah.
That site would be Canadian.
Oh, cool.
It's the country code top-level domain.
Uh-huh.
And as of 2015 this year, more than 2.3 million registered domains use .ca.
Hmm. By the way,
sir,
go to ronstutz.com.
Okay.
I can be your voice.
Yeah?
Voiceovers. All right.
Oh, there you go.
Just want to throw that out while you have the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, Ron will be happy to come over to your house and, like, you can tape him doing your answering machine stuff if anybody still has a landline.
Oh, you can go to chapelboro.com, which is WCHL's website.
Exactly.
You can go to, is there freddiekiger.com?
Well, there is. For my Civil War stuff, I get a lot of phone calls.
Good.
And
freddiekiger.com?
FredWKiger.com.
Oh, good. I didn't even know that. I just threw that out there.
And it's a website of being available to make talks and lectures and what have you.
I didn't even know you had that.
Well, I don't really go around trumpeting it.
I was going to say you should have a website entitled FredWKiger.com.
Well, it's it.
But that's close.
It's FredWKiger.com.
All right.
Well, thanks. Thanks for asking.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Go to fredwkiger.com, ronstutz.com, and chapelboro.com.
You give us something to do maybe in the summer.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to reach somebody in Canada, chances are their website address ends with a .ca.
That would be very likely.
I learned something today. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, see you tomorrow, buddy.